Future. Aleph Lam Mim. The Romans have been defeated in the land nearby, but after their defeat, they will themselves be victorious in a few years' time. The affair is Allah's from beginning to end. On that day, the believers will rejoice. These verses were revealed around 620 AD, some 7 years after the Christian Byzantines suffered a very heavy defeat at the hands of the associated Persians in 613 through 614 AD. The verses stated that the Byzantines would soon emerge victorious. Yet, at that time, the scale of the defeat suffered by the Byzantines made it look impossible for them even to survive, let alone to emerge victorious. Defeating the Byzantines in Antioch in 613 AD, the Persians followed up their victory by capturing Damascus, Cilicia, Tarsus, Armenia, and Jerusalem. Especially the loss of Jerusalem in the year 614 and the desecration of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in particular represented a devastating blow to the Byzantines. In order to meet the cost of his armies, the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius ordered that all the gold and silver and decorative objects in churches should be melted down and made onto coins. When that proved insufficient, even bronze statues were melted down for coins. Many governors rose up against Emperor Heraclius, and the empire came to the brink of falling apart. Everyone was just waiting for the Byzantium to collapse. Yet, at just that moment, the first verses of Surat al-Rum were revealed, and it was announced that the Byzantines would again be victorious within 9 years. Arab associators thought that this victory announced in the Quran could never be possible. But like all other revelations in the Quran, this one also became a full reality. In 622, Heraclius achieved a number of victories over the Persians. In December 627, there was another great war between the Byzantine and Persian empires, with the Byzantines again inflicting a major defeat on the latter. A few months later, the Persians were obliged to sign a treaty restoring all the territories they had captured back to the Byzantines. The Greek triumph culminated in the recapture of Jerusalem in 630 AD, and in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, again coming under Christian control. Thus, it was that the victory of the Romans, revealed by Allah in the Quran and announced by the Prophet Muhammad, miraculously came true within 3 to 9 years indicated in the verse. The believers who migrated from Mecca to Medina had been unable to return since. While he was in Medina, our Prophet had a dream, in which the faithful entered the Masjid al-Haram in safety and circumambulated the Kaaba, tidings which he imparted to them. Allah revealed verse 27 of Surah al-Fat to our Prophet and informed him that his dream was correct, and that the believers could enter Mecca if Allah so wished it. Allah has confirmed his messenger's vision with truth. You will enter the Masjid al-Haram in safety. Allah willing, shaving your heads and cutting your hair without any fear. He knew what you did not know and ordained, in place of this, an imminent victory. And indeed, shortly thereafter, with the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and the subsequent capture of Mecca, Muslims did, just as revealed in the verse, enter the Masjid al-Haram in safety. In this way, Allah demonstrated that the good news He inspired in our Prophet were true. However, there is one very important point that needs to be borne in mind here. Close examination of verse 27 of Surat al-Fath shows that it refers to another conquest that will take place before the capture of Mecca. In fact, just as the verse states, the Muslims first took the Khaybar's castle, which had previously been a Jewish stronghold, and then Mecca. The fact that this information revealed to our Prophet by Allah actually came true is a great miracle that was witnessed by thousands of people. Since he was blessed by Allah, our Prophet was a man of great knowledge. Allah revealed things to him that nobody else could know. Our Prophet told his companions which places would be captured and when, even at a time when, from the military, economic, and political point of view, Muslims as yet lacked the strength to make any conquest. The conquest of Egypt, Rome, and Persian lands were among this secret knowledge given to him. In addition, according to the Hadiths, our Prophet knew beforehand who would visit his house and who would enter his room before they did so. When an individual was late, he would immediately state the reason why they were delayed. Our Prophet immediately knew when wicked thoughts passed through an unbeliever's mind, and those who thought ill of Muslims. As a blessing from our Lord, the Prophet knew what questions he would be asked before they were put to him, and gave the appropriate replies. The Hadiths contained hundreds of examples of these miracles. In one, our Prophet answered a question that was going through Abu Sufyan's mind, and Abu Sufyan said that he had thus witnessed the prophethood of this holy individual. Abu Sufyan would sit in a corner of the mosque. One day, the Prophet left his house wrapped up in his cloak. From where he was sitting, Abu Sufyan said, "I wonder how he was victorious." The Prophet approached Abu Sufyan and tapped him on the back with his hand, saying, "I defeated you with the help of Allah." Abu Sufyan said, "I bear witness that you are the Prophet of Allah." All these examples show that by the will of Allah, our Prophet Muhammad performed a great many miracles. With his superior moral virtues, fear of Allah, deep faith, sincerity, and trust in Him, our Prophet represents the most excellent role model to Muslims, and was a means whereby believers could further strengthen their faith in joy and enthusiasm.